the Fountain of Youth Philanthropy.
Pursuing a brighter future for Westmoreland County.
Opioid and drug addiction rates are at an all-time high in Westmoreland County.
According to the annual report put out by the County Coroner's Office, there were 174 drug and alcohol-induced deaths in 2016, and that number is on the rise in 2017. This is in comparison to 87 confirmed overdoses in 2014. But what does a drug addiction really look like?
We took to the streets of Greensburg asking random civilians this very question.
Someone on the side of the street in like scraggly clothes. They look like they're on drugs.
Someone that doesn't have as much money maybe or has home life problems.
A poor individual, you know, somebody who can't afford like nice clothes or nice things, or someone who had a rough upbringing, so maybe they're a little rough around the edges.
Someone who's 21 years old, maybe no job, dropped out of school.
There's a negative stigma surrounding drug addicts within our county.
We spoke with Timothy Phillips, director of the Westmoreland County Drug Overdose Task Force, to get his insight on the stigma.
The person, a degenerate under a bridge living there with a needle in his arm, it's not that, and I think that's part of the issue. We tend to think it's the other people from the other neighborhoods where it's actually, you know, happening right here in our own backyard. It's an equal opportunity destroyer. It doesn't matter where you come from or who you are. It reaches across every neighborhood.
Despite the common misconception that drug abusers are young, the most common age for an individual to overdose is between 41 and 50 for females and 51 and 60 for males.
Many people are prescribed opioids or painkillers after injury. They can become addicted without even realizing it. As of July 6, 2017, 48 people have overdosed on prescription opioids in Westmoreland County. This is over 2.5 times the amount of people who have overdosed on heroin so far this year.
So why do negative stigmas really pose a threat to those struggling with addiction? Stephen Carson, a recovering addict who is now a certified recovery specialist, describes the implications they can have on an individual.
The stigma that's associated with being an addict most definitely keeps people away from treatment. The denial that they fit the stereotype of being homeless, not being a good employee, being a terrible family member, son, daughter, whatever it may be. The thought that that could be them, what they view and society views as that, definitely inhibits people from finding help.
Stephen did not fit the common stereotypes. He is proof that it can happen to anyone.
In order to change the cycle of addiction, we need to start looking at this issue in a new light.
Timothy states that addiction is a treatable, preventive disease. It's chronic, progressive, and left untreated is fatal.
Addiction can happen to your neighbor, your father, your sister, your friend, your son. It can happen to anyone.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please contact the Westmoreland County Substance Abuse Helpline at 844-897-8927.
There's still hope for our community.
I don't know if a drug addict specifically looks like anything, to be honest. It could be anybody. They could look like anything.
Their appearance means nothing. It's, you know, what's inside.
You know, I think anybody could do drugs.
I think we've come a long way, but I still think we have a long way to go. Stigma does kill people, and we need to end the stigma.
This has been Naomi Blackburn
and Zachary Hegedus.
The Fountain of Youth Philanthropy was produced by the Community Foundation of Westmoreland County's Youth Philanthropy Interns with support from the Saturday Light Brigade.
All statements are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent the opinions of the Community Foundation.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program is available at www.cfwestmoreland.org.